With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump now in South Korea addressing members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit.
To be here, incredible people, incredible country. I'm thrilled to be back with so many visionary innovators and titans of industry, the most brilliant in the world, actually. So many different locations, and they come from all over, but this is a very special country that I'm in.
Later in the day, the president will be holding talks with a series of different world leaders. Hurricane Melissa has blasted her way through Jamaica with 185-mile-per-hour winds and strong turf. A lot of rain as well. There are reports of fatalities already in Jamaica. Michael Brennan is director of the National Hurricane Center and says the out islands of the Bahamas are in the path of Melissa.
We're going to see the center of Melissa move off of the northeastern coast of Cuba during the daytime on Wednesday and then move through the southeastern Bahamas during the afternoon and evening hours from Wednesday into Thursday of hurricane warnings in effect there, with the potential or expectation of damaging hurricane force winds in those areas, storm surge of 5 to 8 feet of inundation above ground level, and rainfall of 5 to 10 inches.
Amazon cutting 14,000 corporate jobs.
CEO Andy Jassy has encouraged employees to get on board with the company's AI plans after announcing a $10 billion investment in building a campus in North Carolina that'll expand its cloud computing and AI infrastructure. Jassy has aggressively sought to cut costs since becoming CEO in 2021.
And Game 4 of the World Series now in the books. Toronto defeating the Dodgers 6-2. It's all tied at 2. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in when it comes to religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thousands of pilgrims turning out Sunday in Romania's capital for the dedication of religious paintings inside the world's largest Orthodox Christian church that was opened after 15 years of construction. Worshippers and officials arriving in droves at the People's Salvation Cathedral, now known as the National Cathedral, its highest point, 410 feet. This is SRN News. America builds its brain, that is the AI brain.
NVIDIA and TSMC have produced the first Blackwell AI chip wafer at TSMC's Phoenix plant. That marks the first time such advanced AI chip components have been manufactured in the U.S. NVIDIA says the Arizona facility has now entered full volume production of what are known as the 4nm Blackwell wafers. The advanced packaging for the chips still being produced in Taiwan, but plans are on track for a new U.S. packaging plant that would complete the domestic supply chain. Bob Agner reporting.
Officials in Thailand say the number of people fleeing from Myanmar to Thailand slowing to a trickle. That after Myanmar's military shut down an online scam center. 1,500 people had left in the last week. Cybercrime operation was raided by Myanmar's army to suppress cross-border online scams. More details, SRNNews.com.